It's Wednesday, June 14th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. God has answered our prayers. The Sudanese Christian pastor Hassan Abdurrahim, who was wrongly convicted and sentenced to 12 years in prison for his Christian faith, has been freed. Just days after the American Center for Law and Justice sent a critical legal letter to the United Nations exposing his imprisonment as a major human rights abuse, Abdurrahim received a presidential pardon. 2 years have passed since 21 Egyptian Christians were brutally beheaded by ISIS on a beach in Libya, and now their unflinching family members have comforted the families of new victims whose lives were taken in 4 major terror attacks in the last 6 months throughout the land of Pharaoh. Focus on the Family has been supporting the families of those murdered by ISIS since the February 2015 atrocities took place. 1 Corinthians 1, 3-5 says, "The God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." Otto Warmbier, the 22-year-old college student who was arrested, tried, and imprisoned for more than a year in North Korea for trying to swipe a souvenir from a hotel, has been released at the behest of President Trump, but is in a coma, according to Fox News.